This is Zach from UDforums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UDZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolf.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings and welcome to Urban Radio. My name is Oswald, and for the next few hours, we will look into the Quake 3 mod that is Urban Terror. Just 6 days ago, Silicon Knights Development did release a new version of Urban Terror, Beta 2.6. We'll take a look back on the release, get some thoughts about the new version, and see what the community actually thinks of the new version. We do have a great show in store for you today, so hopefully you'll stick around with us for about the next 2 hours. But before we actually get into the world of Urban Terror, I'm going to step away. I'm going to get some tunage here, courtesy of Mungo Zen. This is Whale. We'll be right back on Urban Radio. Actually, make that Radiohead.
I'm a widow, but
I may not belong here, but I know you guys do. Hey, welcome to Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and checking out Pound Urban Tear here. I do see many of the regulars hanging out with me on a Friday afternoon here in Southern California. And again, we see quite a few new people in here, too. Channel's been averaging about 300 idlers since the release, which is kind of cool. That means we must be doing something right for Urban Tear, right? Of course. You can get your questions and comments ready for me. If you want to send me a private message, feel free to do so. I'm idling in Pound Urban Tear and Pound TSN. You can find me as On Air TSN Oswald. I just ask one thing, that you do not send me music requests, because the music's already set for the day. If you have a suggestion for music for next week's show, please feel free to send all the private messages you want to Mungo Zinn. He's our happy fatty. He spins all the tunes for us right here on Urban Radio. First and foremost, a big thanks and appreciation to all the gamers who make up our community and continue to support Urban Tear. We do feel we have the best online gaming community going. And for all Silicon Ice, we do thank you. And of course, Urban Radio would not be happening without the support of TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We've been affiliated with them for, I think about 10 months now, and it's really worked out, hopefully, to both the advantage of both sides, for TSN, and I know it's worked out for us, definitely. And without their support, I highly doubt the show would be here today.
Freud's primal part of the human psyche, and one of the hottest game shops on earth, has been rocking the gaming world from Mesquite, Texas since 1991. As a renowned leader in the industry, id Software forged such frenetic titles as Wolfenstein 3D, Doom, Doom 2, Quake, and Quake 2. With intense graphics and mind-blowing action, id's games have helped redefine the modern video game, continuously setting industry standards for technology and gameplay. And in keeping with tradition, id Software has amplified the world of adrenaline-pumping 3D gaming with the release of their latest action titles, Quake 3 Arena, Quake 3 Team Arena, and the executive production of Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Id's advanced Doom 3 engine is leading the next revolution in 3D interactive games. Check out more about id Software at www.idsoftware.com.
This is my boomstick.
This is.
Yeah, baby.
This is.
Yeah!
You know, you're really pissing me off.
This is the Team Sportscast Network.
Hey, and we're back. It's Oswald. And if you have not checked out TSNCentral.com, then I recommend you go have a look to see what's coming up this weekend on the Team Sportscast Network. Chances are there is something for everyone over there, including Urban Radio, which happens every Friday about this time, 1:15 Pacific. If you live in Europe, then you can figure out the GMT time. I'm too lazy to right now. If you are into games like Mech Warrior 4, Soldier Fortune 2, Unreal Tournament 2003, Jedi Knight 2, Quake 3, and, of course, Urban Terror, then you should be listening to the TSN. There's also some great weekly shows, such as The Open Bar, hosted by TSN's own manager, Coldshot. Also have DA and Trillion doing oral fixation, along with a lecture with Icy, just to name a few shows. So be sure to check out TSNCentral.com for the latest information. For dates and times on upcoming shows, we do recommend you check out the calendar. I do want to start out with some thanks to people in the community who have made everything happen here recently. Shout out to Zach over at ZDWebHosting.com for mirroring all the previously recorded Urban Radio shows. His hosting service is second to none, so if you're looking for inexpensive hosting and a reliable service, I would talk to Zach or check out ZDWebHosting.com. For as little as $8 a month, you can have 200 megabytes of disk space along with a 10 gigabyte transfer rate. And we do also want to give thanks to Zach for offering his services last week during the release of Beta 2.6. And lastly, thanks to GeekWares. It's Andrew and Tommy over at GeekWares.com who, starting today, will be offering Urban Terror Vaporware. That's our merchandise, our line of merchandise, T-shirts, fleece vests, boonie hats, shot glasses, stickers, you name it, GeekWares has it. It's taken a bit of time to finalize the contract, but we finally got everything squared away. I checked out the merchandise 2 weeks ago when I was out at Everland in Colorado Springs, Colorado. But today, you should now be able to purchase what we are dubbing vaporware for Urban Terror, seeing as many of you thought the stuff would never come out. Going to step away, organize a few things here, get the Urban Radio server up and running, and we're going to get into everything. A little Eminem here, Lose Yourself, right here, Urban Radio on TSN.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment to capture, just let it slip. Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Loud. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddy, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again.
Not that I'm the biggest Eminem fan out there, nor have I seen 8 Mile, but I thought that was kind of a pretty cool song. Hey, welcome back. It's Oswald right here with you, Urban Radio, on this Friday, November 15th. 6 days after the release of Beta 2.6. If you're just joining us and you've tuned in at the right time, just getting ready to give out the Urban Radio server information along with dropping some information about 2.6 and what we've been doing since the release. If you guys would like the Urban Radio server information, I suggest you head over to urbanterror.net, click on Urban Radio. You'll see the featured server this week is Thunderdome. And I do want to thank Scrimony, Squid, and Dr. Demento, along with Mimnock, over at Clan NMX for providing the Thunderdome server as the Urban Radio server today. You can find all the information, as I said, by clicking on the Urban Radio link over at urbanterror.net. And from there, there's a link going to our server page. And today is the first week that we are featuring Urban Terror 2.6 playing on the Urban Radio server. It's Team Survivor with 4-minute rounds and a 20-minute time limit. The server is Punkbuster enabled, and it has room for 16 gamers and is located in Texas. So if you guys want to check it out, I suggest you get your ass over there and get on, because the spots are going to fill up very quickly. And once they're filled, well, you're out of luck, huh? We will be checking in on the server here a little bit later on in the show. Right now, I got some other things here that I need to take care of. If you're too lazy to join up, you can check the IP out, 206.180.149.18, port 27970. And that is the Thunderdome server located in Dallas. I think it's Dallas, Texas. At least he just told me Texas. 6 days now. 6 days we've had Beta 2.6 out. And we did have plenty of fat FTPs hosting the files. The development team was very pleased not only with the turnout in Pound Urban Terror and Pound Release Party and throughout IRC, but everybody listening to the show, as numbers and figures exceeded our expectations again. And seemed everybody, well, most everybody is pretty pleased with the release of the mod. We even got it out before the scheduled release time. Now, that's pretty bad. I don't think that happens too often, but we were able to do it. And I do want to thank those people who were able to grab it that day. I also want to pimp all those FTPs and some server admins I did have in a private channel who were able to help us out. Thanks go out to Train Man at Midwest Mayhem, Tapper of Carnage Cowboys for waking Steve Gibson over at File Shack, HV Spawn, Magic at Paris World, Roger at PlanetQuake3.net, Bunny, a.k.a. FSK405Q of FSK405, Gleam for the Fat Data Source link, Zach over at ZD Web Hosting, Cigar Man of TLB, Drizzt Duncan at Clanbase, Das Gibb of UrbanTerror.de, Buffetti over at UrbanTerror.it, NMX Squid at Thunderdome, Juhai at Edome, CSAN, Solanine of Fucknut Beer, and a Bullets server. I'm going to screw this name up, huh? ExtremePlayers.de, Illogical and Clan Hosted, and anyone else I forgot to mention. Those were just a few of the names of the people who did help us out on release day, providing either an updated 2.6 server or a 2.6 FTP so you guys could all grab the releases on. I continue to see mirrors being sent to me, which is kind of cool, as we have added a few more since the actual release day. I also want to personally thank Aphek Twin over at GamesRunner.com, GameRunners.com, for creating our upgrade and full installer for the Windows version. They look great. They work very well. And also thanks to Hornet OSX for creating the Macintosh installers. And all those are listed in our download section over on UrbanTerror.net. Oh, I'm already winded, and I'm not even 30 minutes in, and I'm already winded. But you know what that means? That means it's time for that little brown bottle with the little serene green label. I think it's time for a little Sierra Nevada. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN. We'll be right back.
Would you like your file served to you at mock speeds? File Shack is a network of lightning-fast servers with a direct cross-connection into the Speakeasy DSL user base, giving users of Speakeasy DSL priority network access for the quickest possible downloads from a truly massive file selection. All File Shack servers are hosted in Speakeasy DSL facilities around the USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth at have a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. FileShack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the Speakeasy Network. With FileShack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files fast.
Back here on Urban Radio, I am Oswald, and you are listening to TSN Central, tsncentral.com. For those of you who want to check out the website, and let me just say that these ads, we have to play them. So if you don't like them, don't listen to them. But the ads will continue to roll. Most people dig the commercials, like the F-bomb commercial, courtesy of the Pawn Big of Internet Radio Blanks. What do we hear? That was Pain, Shut Your Mouth, right here on Urban Radio. And don't know how many of you have checked out the calendar on TSN Central, but do head over there during the day and check it out. Also, Tafumla, he says we should get a new DJ. Mungo's in clearly has a bad taste in music. And Eminem was my choice, too. Like I said, I'm not a big Eminem fan, but thought that was a kind of a pretty cool song. Not to mention, I'm sure Van Silly was rapping along with it, right? Anyways, let's sort of get things rolling here. And actually that last song, Pain, Shut Your Mouth, was actually dedicated to the Urban Terror community from Spawn over at House of Valhalla. So if any of you guys see him on a server, put a shot in his ass for me, please. And for those of you who do not know, I'm now the Urban Terror lead over at TSN, along with the hats I wear for Silicon Ice. I'm also in charge of trying to set up the Shoutcast for Urban Terror matches. Currently, TSN has three Shoutcasters for Urban Terror, Jeff T., Whispers, and myself. And last night I did send an email out to the admins over at OGL, Stay, Cal, and TWL in hopes of getting their assistance and providing some exposure to their leagues and the clans that are involved in the gameplay. Many of the leagues are just getting started again here in North America. Unfortunately, I got some news today over on the Cal website that the Urban Terror Ladder League is now without an admin as Connor has quit. So if you feel you want to get involved and have what it takes to admin a league, I suggest you email Chris over at calleague.com with your full name, age, experience, and running a game league, and why you think you'd be a good admin. I suggest also, if you want to see this league continue, we all work together and do get a new admin in place, or I'm pretty sure that we'll see the demise of Cal as a viable league for Urban Terror, and I don't think we want to have that now, do we? No, we don't. So hopefully somebody out there who is listening has a bit of experience and would like to... be in charge of Urban Terror Cal. So please, that's Chris at CalLeague.com. You can also go to the CalLeague.com website and click on the Urban Terror tab. With that said, week one of Cal is in full swing as matches were supposed to be played by Wednesday, November 13th for week one. There were two matches that were actually reported. Group Sex defeated CLD 22-18 in two rounds. The other match was Satsu Jin Ken over Lethal Alliance, and remember, Lethal Alliance does have a trivia bot in their IRC channel, but they got their ass whooped 20-2, and as of now, all the other matches were unreported. Checking out Stronger Than All, it gets going this weekend, Sunday, November 17th, with a full schedule of matches on the flag side, including the defending champions Team Unified, taking on Clan AI, Altsoba Imala. TSN will be covering the Kuda versus Bob match, CTF match, on the map Riyadh Sunday with the pregame beginning 30 minutes before the match. And you can get all that information over at TSNCentral.com. I believe it's on the front page, listed under Sunday. Next week, Tuesday, November 19th, the Frag Division of TSN gets underway. As I don't see Clan Ill returning to defend their crown, so it looks like there will be a new Frags champion this year. And all the matches for week one will be played on Abbey. I see somebody saying LA sucks in Lethal Alliance. Sorry. As for Clan Base, I talked to Drizzt, Duncan, and a few others. There's really no news right now to report from the European leagues. But as soon as I get something, I will pass it along to you. On to the OGL. Powered by the Speakeasy Network.
You're listening to TSN on Speakeasy.
If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
The Online Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. With ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence, the OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
We do want to welcome back the Follow the Leader ladder to the OGL as it was removed, but with a little help from Tapper and a boisterous call started by Barbecue, that little rebel rouser he is. The ladder is back, but in order for that ladder to remain, it does need your support. Currently, there are only four clans, but we do need to increase that number, at least try to double it to eight, if not ten. Ten would sort of be ideal to begin that league, or excuse me, that ladder. If you've not tried FTL, I suggest your clan give it a shot. It's sort of a great game mode that combines a bit of Team Survivor with that of CTF, along with a lot of teamwork. And now that we have the implementation of the minimap, you really have no excuse. So give it a shot. And, yeah, I know there's not many FTL servers running out there in the community, but it really is a good game mode, and hopefully you guys will check it out and take to it. With the FTL ladder, there are now four active ladders on the OGL. The Follow the Leader, which was just brought back. A 2v2 open, a team open, and a CTF open. All the ladders are currently active as clans have begun playing with them on 2.6. In the 2v2 open, Triad the Mercenaries hold on to the top rung with an 18-1 record and are free for a challenge. Somebody challenge and knock those guys off, okay? I do want to send props out to No Leaf Clover and 625 of Triad, who've pretty skillful when it comes to the 2-on-2. So you guys, if you have a buddy, make your own clan and go jump on the 2v2 open. Over on the team open division, Rogue TS is atop the ladder with a 13-2 record and currently on a 6-match win streak. They've been challenged by Organic, who holds a number 4 rung. As of now, Rogue has not accepted that challenge. And finally, over to the CTF ladder, Rogue is also holding the number 1 rung there as well with a 10-3 record, with Rogue winning their last three. They did have a challenge scheduled for last night with Silent Strike, and I hear Rogue put a serious smackdown on SS 40-1, but I hear Silent Strike had a little bit of problems, and I don't think the match was finished by what I was told. I could be wrong, but either way, 41, ouch, that's got to hurt. And lastly, the TWL, the Team Warfare League. There are two ladders, a Team Survivor and a CTF. Currently, Clan DNA holds the top spot on the CTF ladder, undefeated at 13-0 and are unchallenged. And also, Infinity Front is 6-0 atop the Team Survivor ladder. You can check out all the leagues, as Urban Radio will keep you up to date on the clan action going on. Now it's your turn to get involved and have some fun. So check out 1, 2, 3, or all 4 of the leagues. Or is it 5 leagues? I don't know, whatever it was, 4 or 5 leagues. And have a good time. Checking out some of the private messages here I'm getting. I'll get some of those later. I haven't even gone through them, and it's somewhat of a mess right now. Anyway, I got to step away here, take a drink of my beer. When we come back, we're going to check out the Urban Radio server. I know many of you are already in there right now, as I see 8-on-8 gameplay with one spectator, that being me, 9-2 right now in favor of the blue team. But when we come back, we'll get into that, check it out, and talk a little smack to the people in there playing. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio on at TSN.
You Here at TSN, we know that gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it!
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Teen Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Ah! Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right. I am Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio on TSN. And that last song, Steve Earle, song's called Guitar Town. Dedicated to Miles of Siliconized Development from Tom over at Clan Pit. Coming up later on TSN, it's going to be open bar with your host, Cold Shot, as he'll be discussing some of the current events that are going on, such as the UN resolution on Iraq and the DC sniper trial. So turn off the news and tune in to Cold Shot. The open bar begins serving at 8 p.m. Eastern. TSN's also covering all the action this weekend. Be sure to tune in over for some overseas action with DJ Wheat as he invades Europe with triple coverage of Quake 3 Arena. You can also tune in to the lecture with Icy beginning at 8:30 Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday with his pull no punches style of casting of current events. On Sunday, we have a little Mech Warrior 4 action with coverage of the semis and finals of Slugfest. You can join Neuromancer as he brings up live coverage of this event. Sure, it's going to be a good time, so tune in, listen to Neuro, see what he has to say. And on Sunday, you can also tune in to more Quake 3 Arena action as DJ Wheat brings it to you, along with the Pound Challenges CPMA match featuring 0-4 and Chaotix. We got all your action right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
The things I enjoy most about listening to the TSN would be the smooth and mellow tunes played during TSN's prime time.
Out of the way, Grandpa.
This is not good. Chainsaw fire guard, check it out. Here comes this. Oh, man, wow. Good maneuvering there. Mid-air.
OMFG. TSN. Psy. F***ing Fleet.
Booyah, Grandma. Booyah. TSN. The Team Sportscast Network.
Yes!
www.tsncentral.com. All right, we're back. Right here, Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and hopefully this all works because we are now in game at Thunderdome, the Urban Radio server for the week. The game mode is Team Survivor, 4 minute rounds, 20 minute game time. Right now it's the blue team leading the red team 10-4. Take a quick run through the teams here. On the red team, we have CC Precious Death, NMX Criminy, TOD Ashoka, Riot Alphabet Zogi, Flyed Lice, and Lag Spike on the red team. And over on the blue team, they have Nuts Hellraiser, NMX Pyro, Frosty2K, NMX Squid, Wuzza, Cold Silence, and the Jay Leno Show. And spectating, as I said, is myself and Loon. Checking it all out here. You know what's really nice now, and I sort of can't wait to use this, is the new CG Spectator Shoutcaster CVAR we have, where I can actually go in a free-float mode, as I am now, checking out Zoggy in the market area. He's got nearly full health with an MP5K, and he's sort of camping behind little stands there. So he runs all the way back into the back hallway, over toward the spawn point, and running up to the corner. We don't see anything as he makes his way. As he makes his way toward the fountain area. And he's going to run into Frosty2K here, who looks like he's got his LR300 out. So I just can't wait to shoutcast this stuff with this new CVAR, because doing it from a third-person perspective is going to bring something new to the game, as is the mini-bat, because now I can actually see we have a two-on-one going without dropping into dropping into the scoreboard. It's kind of cool. I can sit here, as I said, I'm in full spectator mode, and you have to be in full spectator mode to see what's going on here. But Frosty2K is going to get beat up right here. And, oh, there he goes. Ain't that a bummer. Fried Lice and his G36 took him down. And I can see everybody in-game telling me this is cheating. Yeah, isn't it? So that's just one of the features we have implemented here in Beta 2.6, and I'm sure it's going to be a very cool feature, as I know Jeff T is pretty excited about it, as the map now scrolls over to Hydro Dam, which is one of the levels that was included in the Urban Terror Level Design Contest map pack. And as I jump in, I go back into spectator mode, and you can't expect UT Dam to be updated here, as I know MB wants to do a little bit of work on it. We have given him some suggestions on it. As we pick up the action with NMX Pyro, who's on the lower access route of the dam near the power transformers. He's got a UMP-45, full health as he walks up the stair toward the red base, uncontested. He's just about to enter the flag area as, actually where the flag area would be if it were CTF. Of course, he finds nobody there, but finds a teammate. Little nuts Hellraiser there. Oh, and they're going to take on Crimini as Crimini opens the door and is punked. Just punked by Pyro. And in other action, we see Riot taking on Hellraiser, and Hellraiser spams him with an MP5K down in a storage facility just near the lunchroom. So you get the idea of what we got going here. It's going to be very cool when we're shoutcasting with this new C-bar implemented. And a little bit harder to shoutcast. We should kick Oz because he's cheating. I'm just giving a demonstration here as to what's going on. As I said, it's going to be very cool. And I know those of us who are shoutcasters are looking quite forward to that. We may hop back in later, but as I said, right now the server is not full. So if you're interested in playing, you may check out the Urban Radio link on urbanterror.net, and you can get all the IP information and hop on to Thunderdome, which is the featured Urban Radio server today on Urban Radio. Oh, once again, props to the guys from Clan NMX, Memnock, Squid, Criminy, and Dr. Demento. And a quick shout-out to Battle Cat. What's up, girl? My show, I can do whatever I want, right? Of course. Checking out some of these comments I'm getting here. Here's one from Acetone. He says, if you're doing any shout-outs and have room, please include this one. First off, huge thanks to Oz and Sid for all their work and dedication on the mod. And thanks to all the great players and good sports on the Fucknut server. Come by and get biatch slapped soon by one of the friendly admins. Thanks, Oz. Have another beer in the icebox on me. This from Porno. He says, happy birthday to MF Doom, as MF Doom turns 1 year older. Props to you. Shout-out to Soul Grunt. Says he likes Urban Terror. Give a little kudos and a little shout-out to him. And he also brings up that GeekWars has not updated the website. I do have it on... I do know it will be updated today, so even though it's not updated now, keep looking, and if I get something, I will post it on urbanterror.net immediately that the merchandise, the vaporware, is now available for sale. That's it on the shout-outs at the moment. We will get back to those here a little bit later on. But now, whoops, you know, I did this last week, too. Spilled water on my keyboard, damn it. Glad it's a cheap $5 keyboard, right? Hang on. Okay, that's better. So, we had an eight-month development cycle, as I'm screwing up my text here. Had an eight-month development cycle for Beta 2.6, and, you know, based on the feedback we have received on IRC and on the forums and via email, overall it was a pretty positive experience. Of course, there were a fair share of negative comments from gamers who were left, I don't know, maybe a little bit cheated because they felt... with all the bugs that existed, that we actually didn't test the build, or we didn't put enough time into bug hunting, or that the quality assurance team sucked. Things like that, which, of course, we're not really going to, you know, put too much credence in. But, you know, we know what we did. We know that we tested the snot out of this build. And come release day, we're very pleased with the build. Unfortunately, something went awry. We're not really sure what. We are looking into it. With that, we have started an extensive bug list. And we have made this list available to the community. You can see the list over at urbanterror.net/buglist.txt. It's also listed in our Beta 2.6 forum. This file is updated every few days by myself based on the feedback I find on the forums and IRC and from the bug forum in our Urban Terror Manual. All those requests come to me, and I've sorted through about some 700 emails this week of people bringing bugs to our attention. Some that we know about, some that we haven't. Things that we are fixing, things that we haven't really got a chance to look at quite yet. As we did post on UrbanTerror.net, we are actively hunting down 5 major issues, one of them being the black screen issue, 2, servers crashing, 3, fixing the rate that's currently set to 10,000, the loss of frame rate since 2.5, the dead bodies sticking to the gamers, and the voting issue. These by far seem to be the biggest offenders, but not the only offenders. I think most will probably agree that servers crashing is uncalled for. I mean, you really can't have that when you're trying to, do a mod and the servers are crashing every 5 or 10 minutes. But we are working with some server admins on those crashing problems, and Density, along with the help of 27, have coded a server-side patch in order to find a reason as to why we are seeing so many crashes. And right now it doesn't matter if it's a Windows server or a Linux server. All the servers seem to crash at one point or another. And once we have more information on this or even a legitimate fix, we will make it known to the community. There's also a good chance that many of these issues are related to the server. At least that's what I was told. So maybe fixing one or two of the server issues might curb some of the other client-side problems that we are seeing. Just an idea. I know the coders, as I said, are still working on it. Even now, Density is a little code monkey working away as he's listening to the show. And I'm sure he'll have some words of advice for us here very shortly. Density, don't fail me now, fool. Gamers are also very opinionated when it comes to the game or the mod they enjoy. Urban Terror is no difference. As I said, the overall feel of the community, the feel of the mod was pretty good. Most were pleased with 2.6. As I said, some were a bit unhappy with the decisions that we had made on a few of the topics, such as replacing the M4 with the new assault rifle, which is called the ZM-LR-300ML. You may just dub it the LR-300. Essentially, it's the same weapon as the M4, but to gamers, it will probably feel a bit different because during the 2.6 development cycle, we actually did tweak the M4 before it was actually the LR-300. So, if you weren't one of the testers and you didn't get to feel those changes, and then we actually put the new pack file in there that had the new weapon model. So to some, it's probably going to feel like an all-new weapon. But we are happy with it, and we are going to keep it. Many people continue to ask us why we changed the weapon out, because we didn't want the old model. The modeler who did the old model is no longer on the team, and we felt we wanted to change. So we felt we made a good decision. Added the LR-300, and Density SMG is not your love. Many gamers have complimented Crazy Butcher on not only the LR-300, but some of the other models, along with the outstanding skin work by Blade Killer and Miles. Speaking of Miles, he did update the Beretta and the Spaz 12 skin, if you haven't noticed, but they both look pretty amazing now. I know we were sort of planning on dumping the Beretta for the Para Ordnance, but now with the new Beretta skin, shoot, who knows? We'll probably keep the Beretta in there, but I don't know if that makes way for a third pistol or not. I know the community has been asking for a third pistol, and right now, we'll have to wait and see. We're not ready to add more weapons, so, we have the model done. I think it is animated, but we're just going to hold off on that for now. Get the bugs done with 2.6. And basically go from there. You might even recognize that there's a new shader on the weapons, along with having some new skins. It has a bit of a reflectivity property to it. That's a new touch that we added. And yes, we do know that there seems to be a frame rate loss from 2.5. We are working on that right now. I know Blade Killer was doing some work on the skins, trying to figure out why there was such a huge drop in frame rate for many gamers. But we're working on it, and if you can't play or you have issues with the weapons, and consider turning down the quality of the mod for now, and once we get that resolved, you can turn it right back up. As for gameplay is probably the most important aspect of any game or mod. Many are pleased with the changes that we have made again. There's some that... Shit, we probably won't. Whoops. that we probably won't be able to please, but some go as far as saying it feels as good as it did in 2.3, which is, you know, while it sounds like it's a step back, it's probably a step in the right direction. And some have even said this is the best version yet, minus the bugs. Well, you know, the bugs are there at software development, and we are doing what we can with the bugs to resolve them so you, the gamers, can enjoy playing Urban Terror. Gamers are also favoring the PSG-1 and the SR-8 probably a bit more. And they're also using the SPAS-12 as their secondary weapon based on the changes to those weapons. And some will even argue that the SPAS-12 is too strong of a weapon going back to the beta 2.3 days. One of the big differences between now and then is the range or accuracy is not there like it was in 2.3. Where you could damn near snipe with the SPAS-12 from halfway across the screen and hit somebody. So that's been corrected, but the SPAS-12 is a very powerful gun. And, you know, some people use it. Personally, I don't. I still favor the UMP-45 and a G36 on my standard loadout. And rarely do I change from that. But, you know, your results may vary, right? But, no, it seems everybody's pretty much pleased with the weapons. I have seen many threads in the forums saying that we should reduce the, increase the movement penalty on the sniper rifles. As far too many gamers are using them and strafe jumping and making these amazing headshots, things like that. So, you know, it's 6 days in so far. We'll probably need a little bit more testing and some more information on those weapons before we actually start making big changes on the weapons. So hang in there. I think the community is more pleased with the weapons now than they were in, be it 2.4 or 2.5. I think that's a given. You guys don't even have to tell me that. I know it's a fact. But hang in there. And as I said, this next patch will not have any fixes on the weapons as I'm aware of. It's basically just going to be those five issues I talked about, along with some minor things. We touched on the sniper rifles. What else is there? There are still some gamers who will stick to the old reliable assault rifle. And many have complimented us on the implementation of the AK-103, but they would also like to see some attachments on it, which right now is not going to happen. Sorry. Deal with the AK-103 and no, no, Kane, we're not going to decrease it, you fool. It's already been decreased. If anything, it's going to stay right where it's at. We're not going to decrease it. Snipers are already going to rule 2.6 as it is now. Just wait and watch when the clan matches come around. I guarantee you Sunday, nearly everybody on the server is going to be using a sniper rifle. Anyways, get back to what I was talking about. The G36 has come a long way, not only with the new skin, but wait until you see the model for Beta 3.0. It just rocks. You can actually see it now. Go find a post by Crazy Butcher. Click on his signature file, and you can see the new G36 model, along with the ME Negative, the Para Ordnance, and a couple other weapons there. I think some of the ones we've currently implemented. But it's pretty cool. I really dig the new model. There's also some issues that continue to arise with the weapons mode. The manual does cover this in section 5.3.1, but I continue to get gamers who tell me it doesn't work. So for those who continue to see the AK-3 or any other weapon resetting back to burst mode, for example, you might give this fix a shot. Step one, make sure your q3config.cfg file isn't write protected. Open it up with TextPad or Notepad, something like that. Remove the weapon mode underscore save line completely out of the config. Save it. Jump back into gameplay. Set your weapons. Save the config and quit the game. Now, when you load the game back up, you'll find that from there onwards, the modes will be saved even after being changed. This information was given to me by Density. Seems he did not like my... I don't want to say he didn't like my idea, but the information I got came, I think, from beta, I don't know, 2.3 or 4. But either way, it does work. You can use one of those two fixes, and the manual will be updated with the new information shortly. We also dropped a new fix on the community this week for the in-game browser. I'm sure we could have gone back to 2.5, and I probably could have gotten this fix to work, too, but I haven't tried it. This definitely was a team effort. It seemed Density was the only one who actually had the in-game browser working. I brought something up in the QA forum regarding this, and Gleam jumped on the thread and began looking into it. And with the help of him, we did fix the in-game browser, and the fix is actually very simple. All you need to really do is go in there and change the setting, a CVAR from 0 to 1. So go in there, start Urban Terror, pull down the console with the tilde key, and actually go find the CVAR UI underscore in-game master zero. That's going to be what it's set at right now. Change that 0 to a 1. Right? Just change the, change the 0 to a 1 or vice versa. I don't remember which way it was. And then go back into the in-game browser, select Internet, get new list, and there you go. Look at that. You got 2,000-some-odd servers it will do. So that information's also in the frequently asked questions link. So if you didn't catch what I said, just go to the FAQ. It's about halfway down. It's a four-step process, and the CVAR will be changed. And you can actually get the in-game browser, so you don't have to use GameSpy Arcade or 3D or ASE to find your Urban Terror games. I guess that was a little information overload, wasn't it? Change the 1 to a 0. Thank you, Density. You know, I'm even looking at that right here. Change the 1 to a 0. And your in-game browser will work. Looks like I'm going to take another break here, get another beer, and this intermission is brought to you by my unofficial drink of choice, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, the best in micro-brewed beer. You can visit SierraNevada.com, and we'll be right back on Urban Radio after this.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere.
Hey, it's Oswald back with you here live, Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Whoa, what's that sound? I think it'll go away here in just a minute. A little Queensryche there. I remember now, too.
And now, f***ing public service announcement from f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by f***ing bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
I know that's probably one of the favorites, if not the favorite sounder right here, TSN Central. Welcome back to the show. I am Oswald. Got to run through a few more shout-outs here. Well, I really can't get naked on my webcam, and I really don't feel up to singing happy birthday. I do want to wish Precious Death over at Carnage Cowboys happy birthday today. It's always good seeing her. Saw her at QuakeCon this year and last year. So if you see Precious Death, stop by and wish her happy birthday. Also, want to give a shout-out to Samantha from Wudza. He wants you to know that he does love you, and I guess she is listening to the show right now. So, Samantha, I love you. Just kidding. And also a shout-out to Zero, who is eating right now, and his entire clan, IXRO. You know, I still don't know how to pronounce that. I'm sure I butchered it, and you know what? I don't have my pronunciation sounder ready that was given to me by, I think, Thunder. Oh, wow. Onward we go. And actually, that was Queensryche, Eyes of a Stranger going out for Mrs. Leg, and before that we heard Orb, Little Fluffy Clouds. After talking to Density at some length, he wanted me to assure the community that he and 27 were working on a patch for 2.6. They are working hard to get to the bottom of the nasty server issue. And that seems to cause problems, like I said, both on Linux and Windows. And we'll just arbitrarily have them crash. We do want to give a big shout-out to Tapper over at the OGL, who's been a real trooper and helped us test this new patch that we are working on. And you all can save me the PMs now, but if we do need more test servers, we know who you are, and we will come looking for you. So don't send me a message asking me to give you the patch, because the patch does not completely work yet. That's why we're testing it on a few servers here, Tapper servers being one of them, and Blade Killers, and a couple of our internal test servers being the other. Oh, and also, Density wanted me to make an official announcement that Sarah Michelle Keller is his, not mine. Dream on, Code Monkey. Dream on. Just scrolling through the forums here, you can see many different issues being brought up. As I touched on before, a comparison between the M4 and the LR300, the power of the shotgun, the OGC from that little community hack we have running around, the grenades and the ground shaking, and of course, issues with Punkbuster. These are just a few of the issues that have really dominated the forums this past week. And I continue to see messages from gamers telling me how Punkbuster does nothing but cause problems. It's sort of funny to hear this now, but I guess we've come full circle, because before Punkbuster, all the talk was, wow, I wish we had Punkbuster so it could do away with all the cheaters and bots. Well, you know what? You got what you asked for. You got Punkbuster integrated into Quake 3, and it's unfortunate, but all we hear now are negative comments toward Punkbuster. And yeah, I'm not going to say they're unfair comments. They probably are to some ass to some point. You know, I don't even know how many of you have actually gone over to the evenbalance.com website and read up on Punkbuster and some of the other issues, but it's funny how we see the same questions come up over and over and over in our forums and on Pound Urban Terror when most all of them are answered over on their website. With that said, Silicon Knights Development has given their full support to Tony Ray and the developers over at Even Balance. We also understand that, like Urban Terror, there are some issues that Even Balance will have to resolve in order to get their software to work, and that we are going to stand by them, and you know, we're not going to start smack talking them like we have seen in the community. And you know, even Tony Ray, who I'm sure many of you have no idea who Tony Ray is, but if you visit evenbalance.com, you can find out who he is. He dropped by our forums, and for those who missed it, here's what he had to say, and I'll actually repeat it. He says, hello, Urban Terror people. I just wanted to drop in and say that Punkbuster is as dedicated to Urban Terror as any other game or mod. I remember Oswald was one of the first developers who approached the PB team way back in our infancy about Punkbuster support for their game. Unfortunately, due to how Quake 3 modding works, we were unable to integrate without having full Q3A integration. Now that Punkbuster is part of Quake 3 Arena with the new point release 1.32, we fully intend to detect any Urban Terror-specific cheats that come out for distribution. We believe the recent Punkbuster-related glitches players and admins have been having, mostly related to problems that we've been trying to expand our master server base, will soon be behind us and we can focus 100% on cheat detection again. Don't believe all the baloney that cheaters have won and that they'll have something that cannot be detected. Even though mostly trying to fix bugs and redesign Punkbuster's guide system, over the next few days I've had a chance to check out the newest cheats and there isn't anything that'll keep Punkbuster from busting the punks using them. Please stay tuned as we appreciate your patience through these rough days ahead. Tony Ray. Tony Ray is basically the guy in charge over at Even Balance. Good guy. I've talked to him a few times. So as we are, please be patient with Even Balance and Punkbuster integration. They are working hard, as are we on Beta 2.6. And don't let a few undesirable lamers ruin your fun. I know those of us on Sid won't. So hang in there and enjoy your gaming experience. On to some of the maps that we included in Beta 2.6. Damn, I need a swig of beer. Just ready. Yeah, it's going to make me cotton mouth here as I talk. On to some of the maps. As you know, we had a total of 10 maps that were in one form included in Beta 2.6. And, yeah, no, I can't read. I'm reading it word for word here. This is exactly what he said. Too drunk. I've had one beer. It's just gone now. Give me a break. You guys. I know none of you watch MASH, do you? Oh, you guys. You know what I'm talking about. Send me a private message. Okay, on with the show. Maps. As I said, we had a total of 10 included in the distribution. Some were brand new maps, such as Turnpike, Mines, Metro. Others were updated maps, such as Docks, Twin Lakes, and I can't even think of another one that we updated. Oh, well. Total of 10. Some gamers continue to question the reasons why we did what we did when it comes to the maps that we released in our map pack, Beta 2.6. Many feel that the problems that were in current maps should be corrected, and I'm sure that we all agree, you know, a prime example here would have been the original Rommel, you know, the one with the one route across the water, but everybody seemed to fight at one spot being what was referred to as the corner. Well, Barbecue went and corrected that with help of Blade Killer, along with a few other changes, and gamers suddenly are shocked that we would do something to a classic map such as that. You know, and at best, CTF matches on that map would maybe be 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, something like that. So basically that tells you that there's a problem with the map. You know, 1-0 on, say, a 20-minute round of CTF. So basically that told us something was wrong with the map. And then Rommel then underwent some more changes. Barbecue added the tunnel system. Yeah, Rejovec. Thank you, Stinky Green. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, Riyadh and Uptown. Yeah, you guys know this better than I do. Barbecue then went and added a tunnel system, along with a new route over the water that was now covered, and it was sort of running parallel to the bridge. And I know many of you play Rommel and know what I'm talking about, so I won't go into any more detail on that. And then suddenly in Team Survivor rounds, the tunnel system, what's it do? It promotes camping when you get down to one or two gamers left. So after some discussion with the coders and the mappers, there was an idea to have doors or walls that could be sort of toggled on and off depending on what game mode you wanted. So we basically did that with Rommel. But unfortunately, we made one mistake that TDM, those doors that open and close where the stairs are or the ladders are going down in the tunnel systems. For TDM, we accidentally closed them. They should have been open. So that was one mistake that we made, but we are going to fix that. So the tunnels will be open on TDM. But for Team Survivor, there's really no point to have the tunnel system, as all it does is promote camping. And you know, I know nobody wants that, especially in a clan match or a final, you know, say a final cup match. I mean, you do not want one person camping down in the tunnels as you're sitting there waiting for this thing to just drag on and on and on. So we made some changes, and now this is going to be up to the mappers to decide what they want to close, what they want to open, depending on the game modes. We do think that's kind of a cool feature, as it will make maps smaller. I mean, you know, maybe you wanted a 2-on-2 map, and there's a portion of a map that, you know, is just too big. So you basically lock off those routes, and you can't get there. So personally, I think it's kind of a cool feature. But some of you, some people didn't. Another example, Riyadh. Gamers complained about the colored cloth being bulletproof, and snipers who would camp up there like they're a Boy Scout on a cookout with their s'mores. You know, and basically these guys would fire through that cloth, and basically you couldn't hit them. So .exe goes and updates that, and he makes those penetrable. He also got rid of the doors on the bases so gamers could no longer camp the doors. And, you know, both acceptable changes that improve the map. And then what happens? Gamers want the old version back. Well, you know, unfortunately, the mapper wanted it this way. You guys wanted it another way. So basically, we did not make the other version available. We included one version in our distribution. That's a new version. Now we see people going out and ripping out Riyadh and Rommel and some of these other things and basically making a quote, a classic map. So I don't know what's going to happen. As I said, we will only support what we distribute, that being the new version of Riyadh, Docs, and Rommel in our pack files. So if you have any problems with any of these other maps that you might get kicked off of or not be able to play on. I know somebody sent me a message this week saying, hey, Oz, I can't climb down the ladder to get into the tunnels. Well, you want to know why? Because you're probably using a pack file that we gave you out of our distribution, but the server is running, you know, a ripped version of Rommel. That's why you can't get down there. So all it does is cause problems, and, you know, hopefully you guys like the changes we make. You know, and I guess that sort of brings me to Streets. Well, seeing as I'm redoing Streets, what's going to happen to Streets? Is it going to be Streets 2? Is it going to be Streets 3? Is it going to be Streets the Revision? Is it going to be called More Streets? How about UT More Streets? Looking at the map right now, there's been some changes to it. I won't say it's exactly like. The layout's exactly like. All the buildings that you've known in the original Streets are there. The building that's under construction no longer has ramps going up. It actually has stairs. Another change was there was a building over in the corner between where the computer shop is and the weapon shop is, that you couldn't get into. It basically had a fire escape on it. Really didn't serve much of a purpose there. Well, I've actually made a walkway through there, a hallway through there with a little room that you can actually go into now. I don't even know how it's going to play. I mean, I haven't worked on it here for, probably a month now with all the work we've been doing on 2.6. But, you know, that's another thing. The park. Do we want to keep the park? I don't know. Right now I don't have a park. I have a big flat, empty area there. A lot of people said that there's really only one way up that tall building over in the corner where the snipers hang out. Well, yeah, it's going to be Streets the Suck coming to a server soon. Yeah. Hey, UT Streets hyphen the underscore revision. That's it. But, you know, there are some changes that need to be done to the map. It could be a good map. but those are just some things that we'll have to look at once we get back into the development of that map. And hopefully that can happen here in the next few weeks. And I know Dragone and most likely Rabid Cow will work with me on that map, as I am not the most accomplished mapper. But the entire map has been has been updated. As I said, I have all the buildings done. So and you can actually see one picture. I do have one teaser up. I'm sure somebody knows it. It's over on swone.com/streets_ what is it? www.swzned.com/streets_teaser.jpg. And that's the only picture I have of it right now. It's basically the candy store. You can check it out. Not much here, like I said. Little dark, yes, I know it's dark. And no, I do not have my teddy on, thank you. Some of the other levels that underwent changes that I know you guys have seen. Rabid Cow made the decision to create basically an all-new Twin Lakes. It's now known as Twin Lakes V2. And it's completely different than the original Twin Lakes. Rabid Cow put a lot of time into really fixing it up, including the skybox, those big-ass trees we see. You know, some of those are even climbable. He put a covered bridge on there. He's got the two bases, the flags. It's just a very good-looking, very technically correct map. I would go as far as saying probably the best looking map we have in the 2.6 distribution. Docks, there are some minor changes with docks. They really haven't added much to the gameplay. They have, I guess. We moved, the big change was moving the red flag off the dock closer to closer to the blue flag, technically. It's now between the storage area, the tick storage facility, and the bar. I have heard some words that blue basically has an advantage because they can get up to sniping points quicker than the red. I don't know if that holds any water, but I'm sure as you guys play it some more and we see that map come up in clan rotations, then we'll get a better idea as to what's going on. If you want to join into the Urban Radio server, we are on Thunderdome. Little Beta 2.6 Lovin' for your Friday afternoon evening. Little Drug Lord 2 Harem Beak by Dragone is now cycling onto the server. If you need more information, urbanterror.net/radio.html. You can click on the Urban Radio server over on the urbanterror.net website and get in on all the action. Server, and as I said, the map just started, and there are it's about 8 slots, so if you guys want to play, head on over and join the fun. Hey, even see Cisco Kid in there. Talked to Cisco Kid a couple of times through email. What's up, dude? Precious Death is still in there. Fireman from TTSOM's hanging out in there. Nuts Maximus, Nuts Hellraiser, Squid, Wee Man. Who else? Zogi's still in there. So come on, join up. Server's open. We are looking for some gamers. So if you got your game on, come join us. Mines. That's another new map. Created by Barbecue. We do seem to have some hunk mag issues with that for some reason, like we used to see in Sands. And I've also heard that increasing your comma hunk megs to, say, 128 or 256 does not always resolve the problem. Personally, I haven't had that hunk meg issue. Then again, I guess having a gig of RAM does help, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm sure it does. I know some of you probably can't afford a gig of RAM, but it is a problem that's going on, and we are looking into it. Oh, what else did I want to talk about on Mines? Another issue that I know has been brought up in Mines, but is also happening on some other maps, aside from being entertaining, is when a gamer dies, he goes into spec mode, and somehow the dead gamer and the gamer you're specking sort of get linked together, so it looks like you're actually dragging a dead gamer along with you. That's another thing we're trying to resolve, but we are very aware of it. I haven't heard much on Woo's level turnpike. I figure that would probably be the smash hit of 2.6, but very little from it. I would like to know what you guys think of that level. Personally, I think it's one of the more better done maps. There's only one issue I have with it, and that's one little door that I just don't like how it looks. Other than that, I think it's a pretty cool looking map. Should play very fast. I know we did play it quite a bit during our testing period. And, for Woo's first level that was actually released, it's one of the best so far. And, finally, some gamers continue to say that they cannot see the SID-created levels in the setup and server setup menu. And part of that reason is because we did not include a file called an arena file. That's essentially a text file used by Quake 3 to generate information about the map and show up in the server setup menu. There are actually some arena files that were left out by the mappers in the release of Beta 2.6. I know Dragone has gone through there and checked them out, and he's actually added those, and those missing arena files will be included in the patch that we're working on. So you will soon be able to see all the Urban Terror-created maps in the server setup menu. Also be aware that that setup page will only display 64 levels, so if you have more than that, then you won't be able to see all the levels that you have in the setup menu. So there's some maps that you aren't going to use for your server. I would suggest removing those until you're done acting as server. And, once you're done, you can go back in there and toss them all back in if you actually want to use that machine as a client and connect to another server. So we do know about that, but that does not mean you cannot play the map. You can play the map. You just have to drop into the console, do a /map, and then the map name, for example, /map by UT Streets. And the map should fire right up. And if you know enough about mapping, you could even go and make your own arena file and drop it in the scripts directory. There is information over on the 6thfloor.com. Click on mapping tutorials. And if you know what you're doing, you can actually do your own arena file. And it should work without any hitches. Again, I'm a little winded. Going to hop into the server here. play a little bit, have a good time, check out some of these other shout-outs I have to give out, and we'll be right back here on Urban Radio on TSN. This is a little Metallica going out to No Leaf Clover right here on Urban Radio.
We'll be right back. if you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag!
Game on.
Welcome back to Urban Radio. I am Oswald right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Looks like we're into the last segment of the show here. About 15, 20 minutes left, I'm guessing. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully we have brought you something you can use today during Urban Radio. Remember, this is some people think actually this is like a new thing that just started with the release of 2.6. Actually, it's not. It's been going on for almost a year, if you can believe that. We started last December, I don't remember the date, I think it was like the 14th, when we actually released our level design map pack when we were on another network. And usually every week, every Friday, Thursday or Friday, we get online and we host a show. And the last 7 weeks we haven't been doing a radio show just because there was really nothing to talk about. Leagues were somewhat idle. And the news throughout the community, you guys basically wanted to know one thing. Where the hell is 2.6? That's all you wanted to know. So we decided to sort of pull the show for a little bit. But you know what? It's great to be back on air. Great to see so many people tuning in to check out what we have to say. And, you know, we hope to see you guys here on a regular basis, as I do know we will be returning next week. Same time, probably 1:15, as I reach over here and get my trusty work schedule. I don't even know what next week is. What's next week? It doesn't matter. You know what? I'm off. You got to love that. 5 days off next week. It's going to be a beautiful thing, I tell you. But as I said, it feels good to be back on Shoutcasting and bring a little traffic, some new listeners maybe to TSN, Team Sportscast Network. I know many of you have probably never heard of TSN or know what they're about, but feel free to go over to their site. Register, sign up, and get into all the action. You know, you guys don't like commercials, feel free to listen in to any of the shoutcasts that we have, be it on Urban Radio, Urban Terror, Captain Porner, I swear to God, I'm going to smack you when I come out to Philadelphia. Mech Warrior 4, Jedi Knight 2, Soldier of Fortune 2, Quake 3, Arena Action, Return of Castle Wolfenstein. We have it all right here on TSN. Some other notes of interest. First, the three map packs, which we released the day before the 2.6 release. We have a Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch pack, a CTF, and a Popular pack. They are now all listed in the Map Depot on UrbanTerror.net, so if you're new and you don't know what to download, we do recommend these three map packs. The Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch map pack as Proving Grounds ND, Bungalow, Cambridge, Cargo Light, and Office. Bungalow and Cambridge are probably two of the lesser-known maps. Good maps, good playing maps, and hopefully we see those show up a little bit more on servers. Office is a rehatch of a Beta 1.27 map created by Raunchy. I believe he also did Cambridge. over on the CTF side, we have Subway, City Gardens, Intermodel, Drug Lord 2, and Eagle. I assume we will either be adding or swapping out Subway with Subway 2 once it's released, because I do think Subway 2 is going to be a better playing CTF map than Subway is. And who knows, maybe Subway will make its way into the popular map pack. I'm not sure. I'm sure we could bump it up one more map, have six in each. But we'll see what happens. And on the popular map pack, we have Laneway 2 by Sism, Golgotha by my favorite mapper, Dick Dastardly. Maybe it's just because I like saying the name Dick Dastardly. I get away with saying that on the radio, right? Demolition, Devil, and Drug Lord 1. And while we're still on the subjects of maps, I did speak to Lerth, earlier this week about his new version of Subway that is under development. As I've been talking about the entire show, the improvements really show on CTF. There is a major new route added. And there's also two entry points on each side to it. You guys can check that out. The development team thinks it's pretty much kick-ass. And More information will be given on that as soon as we can make it available. But right now, the map is not available for a official servers. So we'll hang on any further information until we do get approval from him to show off some new pictures and some more information on it. Talking to Invis, looks like we might be hooking up next week to hit the links for a little bit and golf down in San Diego. That'll be a good time, as if any of you really care, unless you live in San Diego and want to make a foursome out of it. But if you're a mapper, then listen up. Section 8 Studios, that's his website, www.s8s.info, is nearly finished with all the levels you've seen on their websites. He's basically just waiting for the new definition file, the new def file from Silicon Ice, to be written and released, and then they're going to release quite a few good-looking maps. One map that I'm sure some of you have played at one point during beta stage was Point Blank. It's a map that was in testing quite a bit. He has done some work on that. He's decreased the map by about 2,000 game units, and if you remember that map, you know it was a pretty big map. He's also streamlined it a bit. He also feels that it'll make a better bomb defuse map than a CTF map, so we may see that be a dual-purpose map here, or even just a single game mode map. We're not sure. We'll have to see what he decides. As for the new vehicle pack, which he's been talking about, it should be ready by Christmas Day, he says. So early Merry Christmas from Invis to the community when he actually releases that map pack. You can check out the first map pack, the first vehicle pack. If you are a mapper, it's over on s8s.info and over on the6floor.com. You can check the details and pictures, and you can even download the zip file from there. And then over on my site, the6floor.com, I've added a new rant called Behind the Release. This is basically just a short discussion about what actually happens the day of the release, of the mod last Saturday. Not sure many people know what actually goes into a release, but I try to give a little bit of insight as what actually went on that day, and you know, sort of the number of listeners we had, number of people in IRC, and just how things went. Give some shout-outs to those people I mentioned early on who helped make the release happen, such as the FTP guys and the admins who got the release early. And as I said, overall, I think it went really well. We're just talking about the release. We're not talking about what you, the gaming community, thinks about the release, but overall, it came together very well, and chances are we could have used another day or so to really get things a little bit better. Anyway, nonetheless, we're very happy with the release. And finally, Aphex Twin over at Game Runners, GameRunners.com. He's updated his Urban Terror Runner to version 2.1. If you are a server admin, check out his handy little server tool. Also want to extend thanks again to Aphex Twin for all the fine work he did on the Win32 installers for beta 2.6. Going to step away. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to come back and give a few shout-outs to the community. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN.
Yeah.
Buck Cherry lit up, and that's what we usually are here Friday afternoons on Urban Radio, a little lit up for the show. I know I look forward to hosting the show here every Friday. Hopefully you guys enjoy listening to it as we try to bring you something you may not know about Urban Terror. As I said, we are on the last segment of our show here. If you have a shout-out, feel free to send it to me now as I'm going to go through these pretty fast and furious here as it's coming up on 3 o'clock, and I want to go flying. First shout-out, Blade Killer would like to give a huge shout-out to all the testers who helped during the final week before the release for their hard work and effort they put in. Thank you very much for everything you've done, and also a big thanks to Tapper again over at the OGL for helping us out on all the server issues. Birthday wishes, this is from, I think this was from Squid, if I remember right. You know what, damn. I'll have to go back and check. But if it's not from Squid, I apologize, but I think it is. Birthday wishes go out to NUA Shacker. For those of us on the development team, you'd also like to give a few shout-outs to NUA Squire for bringing for being the best server pimp there is. God, I can't talk now. At least it's the end of the show, right? To NUA Aphex Twin for the great game runners, and to the rest of Clan NUA for being such a great bunch of brothers. Barbecue would like to remind everyone, be sure to get your clan signed up for the OGL Follow the Leader Ladder. This is the sort of game modes that we will be planning for Beta 3. Very team-oriented, so give FTL a chance. Remember, sign up at the FTL OGL Ladder. And yeah, here's a note to myself. How'd you like to read that? Go through the shout-outs and see if there's any questions that are in the PMs. Idiot. I do have a shout-out here. Actually, a little information from Thunder over at Thunder's... I was going to call it Thunder's Pigpen. How about Thunder's Playpen? As some of you know, he did have to shut down the playpen because there is actually too much traffic being generated, so said the IT department. That was shut down earlier this week, but he has been able to transfer the configurations over to another server. It's hosted over at lix.be, L-I-X.be server, and was generously offered to him by Paul from Clan MDT. And I know I talk to Paul here occasionally, so props to Thunder and Paul for getting the playpen back up. You can now find the server at 212.68.195.169, port 27961. It's called lix.be Thunder's Q3UT 2.6 CTF playpen. It's admin by him, of course, and Paul. And we hope to get some of the regulars back in there and playing on the pigpen. Excuse me, the playpen. Damn. Pigpen. Sorry, Thunder. I meant to say playpen, not pigpen. I do want to give a quick shout-out to Mr. Rifleman. Props to you. There, how's that? And another shout-out to NMX Battlecat. 80s live, dear. 80s live. going down through my list here. I also want to start giving away swag here on Urban Radio. During the show, I know trivia is probably not the best way to give. Sorry, I'm just checking the server here. Trivia is probably not the best way to give out swag, seeing as many of the questions are too simple, but if you've been in the community, they're too simple. If you haven't, then chances are you're not going to get the answer right. Taking a page from one of my favorite sports talk hosts, I'd like to get some sort of an email contest going during the show. You guys have approximately 2 hours, you know, to basically give me some sort of a solid take on any issue facing the Urban Terror community. Keeping it clean, of course. I mean, I don't want you swearing because I'll toss those right out the old trash can there, the recycle bin. But or something I've talked about on the show. I figure if you guys want some free merchandise, and you know what, you better be damn well ready to work for it, right? So hopefully we can start giving out some T-shirts next week, courtesy of Geekwares. And you guys, I know you all want free stuff. You don't want to pay for shirts. Shoot. So I might try to give that a go next week. Hopefully the listenership does not fail me on that. And remember, there is free, that's F-R-E-E, free swag to be had. I just realized Turnpike does not have a, weird. Anyway, I will mention that again, probably over on the sixth floor, and again on Urban Terror before next week, and even in the forums. So be ready to get your best rant going, and it might win you a free T-shirt or sticker. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. And remember, today is the day to start purchasing your Urban Terror vaporware. I'm looking at the site right now, and it is not quite up. I'm going to hop on my email here real quick and see if I have got any email from Andrew over at GeekWares to check out the current information on it. And you know what? He hasn't updated me yet, but he assures me that before he heads out to see the new Harry Potter flick, he will have the site up and running for business. He says, the code is complete and implemented. Right now I'm completing populating the Urban Terror gear and adding a few other pages. He says, I expect to be open for business by 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So that's later on tonight. So if you're expecting to hop on geekwares.com and see all the merchandise, you're going to have to wait until later this evening. 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. God, how many hours is that from the West Coast? I think it's one. So that would be 9 o'clock. 9 Pacific, and that's probably going to be about midnight or East Coast time. He says, sorry for the late start, but I do need to get these things done after I get home from work. So if we see that happen here before 10 p.m. Mountain Time, rest assured I will announce it in a pound of Urban Terror. As I said, he's got tees, hooded shirts, fleeces, long sleeve shirts, short sleeve shirts, stickers. The stickers are very cool. I got one on my car, actually, just because, you know what, that little design that's on the back of my shirt, you know, if you're looking at the cam, you can see the design on the back of my shirt, that design, very cool design. So I got that on my car. I got one on my laptop that is a little, you know, our basic little logo that's here. This is Urban Terror with three bullets. Looks very cool. And those will be available for sale as well, along with a couple different hats, a boonie hat, what are those things called? I forgot what they're called. Anyways, you can see all that later on this evening over on geekwares.com. And speaking of movies, check out Femme Fatale with Rebecca Romijn Stamos. Oh, my. The bathroom scene can be summed up in two words. Oomph, oomph. Just like Sarah Michelle Gellar can. Right, density? And you know what? That's basically it for the show today. I'm basically done. I'm going to try to salvage the rest of my Friday here, my last day off, before I go back to work and have to suffer through 4 days of hell. I think I'm going to go out and fly the Wild Blue Yonder here for the next few hours and get home and fix my toilet. I do want to thank you for tuning in to Urban Radio. Remember, I will be shoutcasting live Sunday, TSN, bringing you all the STA League action, the Stronger Than All action, featuring Clan Kuda taking on Clan Bob. The action begins at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. You can check tsncentral.com for more information and details. For Silicon Ice Development, I'm Oswald, and we will see you next week for another edition of Urban Radio right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. See you later. Looks like I have one late mention in here to xteam.players.de. I guess that's one of the best servers over in Europe, exteam.players.de. That from Wudza.
Next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.